Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is James Grunke, President and CEO at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. James, thanks once again for being our guest as we wrap up 2021 and discuss the type of year that the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership had. For those that don't know you, can you share a little of your background and what led you to becoming the president and chief executive officer at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership?
Well, first of all, thank you as always for the opportunity to chat with you. I always appreciate it. It's interesting. So I've been in Erie now for a little over 3 years. I arrived in September of 2018, and I've spent most of my adult life working in the field of economic development, primarily in the Western states. And so when I got exploring the opportunity to come to Erie, it looked like all the ingredients to be successful in economic development were in place, and it just really needed someone who's had some experience working in that arena. And it looked to me as a good opportunity in 2018. And I have to say, as I sit here today, it remains a good opportunity. And it's something I've been very pleased to be associated with.
James, 2021, it seems in a lot of ways has been a recovery year as Erie businesses have been looking to rebound from the devastating effects of COVID-19. Describe for our listeners the challenges and the successes your members saw during this effort.
Well, you know, it's really been such a learning process the last 20 months or so. We were just talking about, you know, what's the new economy look like? And we're really kind of calling it the post-pivot, right? That's what we all spent the last 20 months doing, is continuing to pivot. And it really depended on what the industry was how they were impacted. We all know that the hospitality industry was just completely decimated. But there were some companies that actually did very well during the pandemic as well. You know, a lot of manufacturing companies did well. Their biggest hurdles now are supply chain and access to workforce. You know, it's interesting, prior to the pandemic, the biggest barrier to economic growth was access to workforce, and that remains the same now. But I think what I was most pleased with is businesses adapted. They changed their business models. They refreshed it. They maybe made decisions that they had been putting off. And I think Erie has every reason to expect they're going to come roaring out of the pandemic.
Well, James, we certainly hope that is indeed the case for 2022. What challenges are your members seeing when they try to create successful hybrid work environments?
You know, I just believe the hybrid is going to be the new normal. And I just think the pandemic has demonstrated the need for employers, even such as my little organization, that we have to be flexible to meet the needs. I mean, I just have a hard time believing, particularly in the administrative services, professional services, that hybrid will not be kind of a permanent moving forward. And I think the great resignation that's occurring in the country right now is reflective of that. People are, hey, I'm no longer willing to commute an hour each direction. I'm going to go and choose to live where I want to be. So hybrid actually might be an opportunity for Erie.
And locally, Erie Insurance is a great example of how the hybrid work environment has been successful. I know the Chamber does a lot of work with Erie Insurance, and you're in constant contact with Tim Nicastro. So what are your overall impressions of how they've been able to handle the hybrid work environment?
It's obviously hard on the downtown with the lack of several thousand people in the community. At the same time, I think Erie Insurance thinks their productivity overall has really responded well. And I know I've talked to some people there that were like, well, I don't really want to come back. And then they have, and they're like, this is great. Plus, let's not forget, they have a brand new, beautiful building waiting to be occupied. And I think that can add to some energy and excitement as well.
Absolutely. let's pivot now to the Erie County Community College. And we know that the Chamber was a huge advocate for its creation. It's off to a successful start. Describe why Erie needed a community college and why it's so important that it's a successful endeavor.
I can address it on a couple different ways. The first and foremost, community colleges provide education pathways for maybe people who didn't think education was in their future. What we'd have always really thought was the importance of the community college was in regards to career and technical education and credentialing. And we already have wonderful academic institutions in our community, but what was really missing was the flexibility to pursue students and meet students where they are that maybe need some remediation before they're ready for some education. But I think undoubtedly it's been much more successful as a launch than we could have dreamed for. Part of it is just because of the president. He brings such a great perspective and energy to the community college. He's been a tremendous asset to the community, but he is a product himself of community colleges, and he really understands that he has to meet students where they are. And that means not just where they physically are, but where they are in their own personal journey. The second thing is the success of the early enrollment just demonstrates how much pent-up demand there was and is for this type of educational attainment. And finally, I've only worked in communities that had a community college, so I knew what was missing. Erie didn't because they'd never had one before. And I think it is just, I couldn't be more pleased with the direction and what a great asset it is now to our community.
In late October, Erie Homecoming was held and was once again a terrific event for the Chamber. What were your key takeaways from Erie Homecoming 2021?
Well, thanks for your kind words about the homecoming. When we really kicked off the homecoming theme in 2019, we had such tremendous positive outlook from the community and the people that participated. And there was just a lot of excitement and energy to see what was happening in Erie. And the next year, 2020, was challenging because we were then in a pandemic. But we decided as an organization, we were not going to let a global pandemic stop our efforts. And we did our very first virtual event, and it was well received. And this year was our opportunity to again have both a virtual and an in-person audience. And its ability, you know, the homecoming concept is just like homecoming for a high school or a college. You want to bring your expats or your graduates back to your community and show all the tremendous progress that's been done. And at the end of the day, you also would like them to say, wow, I want to be a part of this. And I think we've been successful in that narrative. And in 2021, it was really important for us to show progress has been made in many, many different fronts. We had some very dynamic panels about diversity, equity, inclusion to show that Erie is making some great strides on that front. We had a panel of newcomers, even though I still feel as a newcomer, that they were, why Erie? Why did they choose Erie? And that featured the new president of Mercyhurst, the new foundation director, the new community college director. And again, I think sometimes it's good for the audience to hear why. Why are people choosing to make their future part of Erie? And I think the other thing is we wanted to highlight was economic development did not stop in the pandemic. It just changed. For those who have not spent a lot of time in the downtown in the last 12 months, I think they'd be surprised how difficult it is to get around right now because of all the construction on almost every corner, right? You have Pete Zafras and his work on 12th Street. You have the Warner Theater. You have the PNC Bank. You have the EDDC. You have the investment by Gannon University, the post-construction of UPMC. You have the work that the Scott family did on Oliver's and the Beer Garden and the Hampton, and then the work that John Melody did over by the Marriott with his Pier 6. So our goal was to say, you may think things have stopped, but they have it. And we're further ahead today than we've ever been. And that's always the path we want to be on.
James, we have had the pleasure recently to speak with many businesses involved in the Fire Accelerator program with Jordan Fuller. This is an amazing program that is making a difference in the fortunes of new businesses across the country. Can you describe this program and your thoughts on its future?
So in the summer of 2020, the Erie Regional Chamber took over from the former Erie Innovation District, their accelerator program. And in 2020, we held our first virtual accelerator. Many accelerators across the country didn't hold a cohort in that year. And this year we're back again, it's a hybrid. Part of it was also a rebrand. So under the Erie Innovation District, it was called the Secure Erie Accelerator. And we've rebranded it to FIRE, which stands for Finding Innovative Recruits for Erie. And so the concept behind accelerators is that you're attracting companies across the globe to come and be a part of your community. So we, as the chamber, we make a financial investment into these companies, an equity investment. But part of it is we know to really move forward, say technology incubation, we need some outside companies to come and kind of jumpstart that. And that's one of the intents of an accelerator. But more importantly, you need to have these companies come to our community and then get embedded in it, meaning they have mentors here, they have investors here, they have customers here, they have partners here, and that they really can't afford to move their company away from Erie. And it brings good outside thought. We have 26 companies that are now in the portfolio of the FIRE program. Some of them are being touted as national success stories. And I think one of the things that we're proud of the last 2 years is we've had companies that are either headquartered in Erie or have Erie ties that are beginning to participate. So we want to grow our local companies, but at the same time, we want to provide other companies as a business attraction tool to come and be part of Erie.
It is indeed a thoroughly impressive program. We've had some great conversations here on Business Spotlight with some of the companies that have benefited from it. Let's move on now to the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnerships annual meeting, as you just recently held it. Was there any notable news that came out during the meeting this year that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, we were very fortunate to have a very successful local coach talk about the value of teamwork. And I think when we first approached her, she was a little, I'm not sure how I talk about the economy. And we're like, no, this is a team effort, right? The strength of the best and the weakest is how we're going to succeed. And I think that's really the theme that we want to talk about going into 2022 is how do we demonstrate teamwork is the vital component for success. We also had the great opportunity to really review the year. And again, like I touched on earlier, economic development did not stop. We have many success stories that we can point to, whether it be the opening of an Amazon facility here, a relocation of a company from New York State into Knowledge Park, to small restaurants that opened during a pandemic that you say, you know, what were you thinking? And so we're pretty pleased with what 2021 brought to the community.
James, we are about to enter a new year. If an Erie business is not a chamber member yet for whatever reason, why is this the perfect time to become one?
Well, hopefully over the course of the last 20 to 22 months, we've really shown our value of why we're a valuable member of the community. If you are a business owner and you want economic growth, economic success, that's what we do. We're the only organization in Erie County that our sole focus is advancing the economic engine of this community. I mean, quite frankly, a business as a member is a beneficiary of our work, whether they're a member of ours or not. And so if you are interested in an organization that sole focus is growing our economy, we'd like to talk to you. But more importantly, we have many different services that we offer. I don't really want to go about trying to sell a membership. I would be more interested in meeting business owners with our outreach team to say, what is it that's keeping you up at night? Can we provide you resources to help you solve your problems? At the end of the day, we think we're a problem-solving organization. And I can tell you in my nearly 30-year career, I've been asked by many, many businesses, well, what can you do to help my business grow and thrive? And my answer is always, I have no idea. Let's talk about it. And that should always be the first point when you're the chamber. We're not viewed often as a resource to say, how do you help me solve our problem? And that's really what we want to do.
At its core, the chamber proves to be the perfect collaborator as you help businesses connect to help solve issues that might be holding them back. Let's have you discuss the impact that the chamber can have in this area for local Erie businesses as a collaborator.
Thank you for bringing that up. I do think that is probably our biggest access is helping people collaborate or we find somebody, because I know every meeting that I have, I'm going to actually meet someone that's going to solve that need. You just don't know when. And so our expertise is so broad because we're talking with hundreds of businesses annually that there's usually not a solution out there that we can't provide. You know, if you're looking for a new customer, if you're looking to new workers, you're looking for new capital financing, you're looking to a government affairs issue, you're looking for whatever. I can give it a great example. We have a really interesting startup company here in Erie that one of their primary customers is the U.S. Navy, and they were having some contracting issues. And we just kind of met them accidentally. We learned about their problem. We were able to put them in not only in contact with our congressional delegation staff to help that, but the Northwest Commission, which is our regional economic development organization, also had some assets with they have what's called a PTEC, which is a procurement technical assistance center. That's to help government contracting. And they, in one meeting, we solved a slew of issues. So we like to think, you open our door, we're going to open 13 more for you, or whatever the number is. And so I appreciate you bringing up, because our access to people to collaborate is a very high value.
James, as we close out the year, what are one or two areas that you are most proud of when it comes to Erie businesses rebounding from the ongoing COVID-19 challenges?
You know, I think we should all be proud of how the business community responded, right? They were flexible. They used the most overused word during the pandemic as they pivoted, but they did. We didn't stop. We continued to move forward. And even those industries that were the most challenged, food, hospitality, came up with new things. I'm proud of all the work that they've done and how do they meet, you know, needs for their customers. You know, you take a business like Room 33, it gave their owners, Rebecca and Rob, the opportunity. They created a whole new product. They have now Blind Tiger, which is a non-alcoholic kind of a speakeasy drink that they're getting traction across the United States. Well, if it wasn't for the pandemic, that might not have actually happened. So I think there are many examples that we can show that we're in a stronger position. The other thing is I just looked at these unemployment numbers just recently. We now have lower unemployment claims in Erie County than we did in February of 2020. So yes, we lost nearly 30,000 jobs at the start of the pandemic. We've made them all back up, right? We're still needing people to come into the workforce. And I think area employers are also saying, how do I get people into my business in a more flexible manner? So again, I just think the business community responded well. And they also not only responded well in their own product lines, but I think universally they stepped up to contribute to our community for those who were really in less fortunate times. And I think in 2020, when Scott Enterprises was giving out free meals up at the Ambassador, I mean, across the board, these examples happen everywhere. Even, you know, the Thanksgiving season, we have so many businesses that say, let us provide meals and other for those who are more challenged in our community. And so I think the spirit of giving has never gone away in Erie.
We discussed the labor shortage earlier in the program. Is the current hiring challenge the biggest issue today for your members?
It is. It's not only as a hiring challenge, but Erie historically has had lower labor participation rates than the state and national average. And this could be for a lot of a variety of reasons, but it's really hard to find people with the skills that we need. And that's why what we talked on earlier, why the community college is so necessary, what the work that the ECAT, the Erie Center for Arts and Technology, what they're doing, what the after school programs are doing, what the McDowell Technology Center is doing, right, is trying to expose the broadest path to career opportunities. But we recently were in a local manufacturing company, a tool and die manufacturing. They have 25 openings. They pay well above local averages. They have very little turnover. And so we think, you know, part of our job is to expose prospective employees what the real opportunity is in Erie County.
What are you most optimistic about as we enter 2022? When it comes to your organization, the Erie economy, and the business community?
Well, I think I said it earlier, and I remain that I think Erie's poised to come roaring out of the pandemic. You know, I still think we have to be truthful, though. We certainly have challenges. I mean, we've talked about the access to workforce. We have to understand, why do we have lower than average labor participation rates? We can't put our heads in the sand about how difficult it is. One of the barriers maybe is just lack of access to childcare. We have to really change the mindset for Erie. I've thought about this a lot over the last couple of years, and Erie needs to actually believe in itself. Erie, I say all the time, Erie has so many assets that most communities across the United States don't have. And I don't know that people believe that. And I can tell you, as someone who's not from here, it's true. And I think that's what I really want to be our theme for 2022 is be bold and believe.
Besides the point that you just made at the end of your last answer, what does Erie have to be better at as a business community to help realize its potential as we enter 2022?
I think they just have to get over the negativity, and there is a lot of it, and just keep doing what they're doing. As I've said repeatedly during even this interview, you know, economic development did not stop, nor is it going to. And let's be on the path to prosperity, not to the path to say, oh, we're going the wrong direction. I mean, we still have to address, why does Erie County continue to have declining population? Right? Why is there a perception that there's not good paying jobs here? Anytime anybody tells me there's no good jobs in Erie, I'm like, that's completely wrong. There's lots of good jobs. And I think we have to keep in mind that you cannot be a good community without good jobs. And you can't have good jobs without a good community. They're linked. And I think it just has to be over a mindset of kind of woe is us, is to like, no, this is a great time to be doing business in Erie, and let's move it forward.
James, as always, time moves too fast when we have you on this program, especially for the year-end edition that we've turned into a bit of a tradition here on Business Spotlight. Thank you so much for your time. Money Radio WPSE values our partnership immensely in the incredible job you and your organization do when it comes to helping local businesses. Any other thoughts or topics you would like to share before we wrap up this edition of Business Spotlight?
No, and I also appreciate the long partnership with you and your organization. I hope it provides some valuable insights to our community of what businesses are doing and what organizations like mine are thinking about. But I remain optimistic, and I'm looking forward to great things as we move forward.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.